the Frozen Plateau. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Folks that have lived here a long time say that this is the worst they've ever seen, this kind of situation. So I know I've never seen anything like this.
Walt Hitch is the director of the University of Tennessee's Plateau Research and Education Center near Crossville, and they were in direct line of the heavy ice storm that devastated the area early Saturday.
There was pretty much an inch of ice, as best we could tell, but it hung in the trees, and the trees were just really, really heavy, and then once that was over, then the wind picked up. So all through Saturday and again into Sunday, you couldn't even walk out through the trees and the woods for all these just like ice missiles coming out 2 and 3 inches in diameter just falling down.
While electrical crews are working around the clock to restore power to the area, Walt Hitch says he expects it to take quite a while to get everyone back up because so many individual homes had their service lines ripped from the side of their house. And it will also take some time for cleanup of all the wood that's fallen across fences in an area where cattle are found on just about every farm.
Our efforts right now are where we border the roads or border another piece of property, but internal fencing, they're just the limbs are, they're everywhere, and I know the ones that I talked to everyone's just facing the same thing. Fortunately, have a little warm weather on Sunday and the rain got the ice out of these trees, so now you're at least safe to walk through the woods and see what kind of damage you have, and begin to repair that. But I think there'll be plenty of firewood for sale or giveaway here on the plateau for months to come.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.